Have you always known that you're on a soul path? And have you wondered how to gain real insight into the steps along your own unique journey? Welcome everyone, I'm Sarah Main, and thank you for joining me on Damayanti, the show for your soul. It's great to have you join me. Damayanti means deep peace and calm. Damayanti sheds a light for your soul through the gift of wisdom that shines in the beautiful and universal language of Sanskrit. Damayanti is the show that speaks to your soul, connects with your soul, and enriches your soul. Welcome, everyone. Welcome along to Damayanti, the show for your soul with me, Sarah Main. And today, I'm going to be talking about empower yourself with wisdom. Who doesn't want that, right? It sounds great, doesn't it? Empower yourself with wisdom. And let's start by considering darkness to light. So remember, our theme is empowering ourselves with wisdom and moving from darkness to light. So let's start the show with a prayer, a beautiful Sanskrit prayer. It sets our intention from darkness to light. And who doesn't want darkness to light? Who doesn't want to go from darkness to light? So this is a beautiful, ancient, timeless Sanskrit prayer, and it goes like this. Lead me from the unreal to the real. Lead me from darkness to light. Lead me from death to immortality. May peace and peace and peace be everywhere. And now the Sanskrit. Om Masato Ma Sadgamaya Tamaso Ma Jyotirgamaya Mrityorma Amritam Gamaya Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. So that's the ultimate wisdom. Empower yourself with wisdom. And empower yourself with wisdom is actually the tagline from a group called the Modern Sanskrit Collective, the Modern Sanskrit Collective. And it's an Instagram account run by Elena Jessop. She's a woman in London, and Elena is originally from the US, and she married a very brilliant Sanskrit scholar and teacher who inspired me to really pursue Sanskrit at university level. I saw him teach some kids. He just extempore told the story of the hare and the tortoise in Sanskrit to a class of, I think they might have been seven-year-olds, and they were up acting it out and they were laughing. And the kid, the boys, it was a class of boys, I think, they knew exactly. So he'd say a line, they'd act it out, and then they'd translate it, and they were doing it all freestyle. It was just fantastic, and it really inspired me. And she's married to this brilliant Sanskrit scholar, and she herself is also a brilliant Sanskrit scholar and teacher. She's studied Sanskrit extensively, and she runs Sanskrit courses online for beginners, and I think she also does face-to-face, but of course you'd have to be in London to participate. But she does Sanskrit courses of all levels, right from beginners, how to use dictionaries, and she's great. She's a great presenter, a great communicator. And anyway, I encourage you to follow Elena on Instagram, and her page, her account is Modern Sanskrit Collective. And she chants and posts some really good content, really wonderful content. So empower yourselves with wisdom. So let's follow Elena's lead. And let's take a line from that prayer that I opened with and consider, lead me from darkness to light, from darkness to light. Tamaso ma jyotirgamaya. So empower yourselves with wisdom. Let's consider, let's sit down and consider, what is your darkness and what is your light? Okay, what is your darkness and what is your light? Because we all experience that differently, but we all certainly do experience it at some point or other. What is your darkness and what is your light? It's different for everyone. So, for example, darkness for one person may be hatred. It may be jealousy for another. I mean, it could be fear. It could be insecurity. And darkness, of course, can include addictive behaviours. This is an opportunity to consider and examine. There's no judgment here, of course. And then what about light? Light for one person may be compassion. For another person, it could be love. Another person could be kindness, could be service, could be joy, could be creativity. Who knows? Everyone's experience is different. And of course, we can argue that all of these forms of light that I listed, like compassion and kindness and so on, are forms of love, that they're all forms of love. And that's true. But for this show and this conversation, let's consider them as having different qualities, because we do experience them differently. They do have different sort of feels to them, slightly different energies. So let's take that as our basis. So how does the experience of darkness come about? How does the experience of darkness come about? Well, darkness is an absence of light. And you don't remove the darkness and then bring in a separate thing called light. So just consider that. How does the darkness come about? Darkness is an absence of light. We know that. That's obvious. But we don't have a separate darkness and a separate light and bring the light in to replace the darkness. What actually happens is the light dispels the darkness instantaneously. It's just dispelled, disappeared, dissolved. All right. The light doesn't cover over the darkness. This is an important thing. And in fact, a lot of wise teachers talk about this very phenomena all the time, that the light dispels the darkness instantaneously. And remember, our theme is to empower ourselves with wisdom. So this is an important bit of knowledge. So think about it. For example, if you're in a dark room and it's full of these wonderful things, like there's delicious food, there's comfortable chairs, there's beautiful decorations, it's wonderfully appointed, it's really lovely, right? But we can't see them. We can't really experience them in their full glory because of the absence of light. Now, remember, the room is dark, okay? So it's all there. It's just there's an absence of light, all right? So that's the darkness, right? So then the so-called darkness is removed immediately on switching on the light. Switch on the light. It's not a slow thing. It's just the darkness goes immediately. And then there's the full abundance is evident in that light, in that illumination, all right? And it's important to, you know, we go, yeah, that's obvious. But spiritual teachers, wise teachers, actually make this point, this very example, again and again and again. Turning on the light instantly dispels the darkness. You walk into a room. This is an example that's often given. You walk into a room, switch on the light, the darkness is dispelled immediately. So that's why I'm staying on this a bit. It is well credentialed to do so. All right. So the so-called darkness removed instantly, immediately by switching on the light. All right. Then the full abundance, the full glory is evident, and we can experience and enjoy that. So, but how come it doesn't seem that way? All right. How come it seems that we have to switch the light on over and over again? It seems like the light switches off, like a fuse trips the switch and it switches off again. Then we've got to go and flick the switch again and it switches off. All right. How come it seems like there's a bit of a process? All right. A little bit like falling into jealousy repeatedly. Despite our best efforts and intentions, if we experience jealousy about something, envy, and we don't like the taste and the feel of that, we don't like the energy of that, we know It's not our best self. It's not really true to ourselves. And we want to overcome that. Despite our best efforts, it's triggered by certain promptings. Okay. So how come we've got this situation? Well, there are some answers to this conundrum. There may be other answers, but these are the answers I'm presenting, and you can think of some others yourself. The first one, obviously, is habit, right? We actually have neural pathways. We have physical habits, mental habits of thinking, emotional habits. It's like a set point we've established, and those habits kick in if we're not super vigilant. It's like food we don't want to eat anymore, but we see food that we like, and then we sort of the desires, our mouth starts watering, like we really, really want it. Okay, now that is physical habits that we have to actually slowly work away at, break down. We have to be really strong, be vigilant, be aware that this is just a habit, and replace it with something else, right? Well, it's the same with these emotional ones. We have habits, okay, and we have to work at them in the same way. Not as easy emotionally, frankly, even though the physical ones can be tough. But, you know, that's what we're dealing with. And there are neural pathways associated with that, or right through the body and also the mind. And we need to address them and replace them with better habits. So habit is the first one and the most obvious one as to why we have to keep turning the light back on, because the darkness seems to come back. Okay. Now, the second one is that this so-called process is necessary in order to build up that strength. All right. So the process is a good thing. All right, we're building up strength. Think of that repetition of turning the light on again and again and again. It's like going to the gym. All right, it's helpful, it's good. All right, we're building up our strength, our inner strength, our inner awareness. Every time we remember, we're getting stronger, and we are reducing the number of times and the intensity of the darkness every time we consciously make that effort. All right, so that's like the gym. Every time you lift those weights or do something resistance or some cardio, you're getting that much stronger, that much fitter, even though sometimes it can be tough. Eventually you sort of turn a corner and you suddenly realize, oh, I am stronger, I am fitter than I was before. Well, similarly, you think, oh, I'm not as beset by jealousy as I was before. Okay, so we've got habit. And then the second one is it's actually good. It builds up our strength, all right? So there are two. And then there is a third one, which I'm going to talk about after the break. So I'm going to stop now for a break. And then after the break, I'm going to come back and address the third reason, I think, that addresses this conundrum of why there seems to be a process in the light dispelling the darkness. That as human beings, we seem to have to engage in this process pretty much on a daily basis, depending on the nature of the sort of so-called dark that we want to overcome. And who doesn't want to do that? Who doesn't want to step into the light? Because that's the essence of that prayer. So today's show is on Empower Yourself with Wisdom, and I'll be back after the break to carry on so that we can become even more empowered. I'll see you soon.
Life engineering processes that combine science, wisdom, and spirituality to create a life of alignment on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join host Gabriella Embon and Dr. Pat every first and third Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific for Wisdom Nuggets, step-by-step guidance to uncover the processes that help create the perfect synergy between your mind, body, and spirit to realize your true potential. Get ready for some magic wisdom on how to create a life of no regrets. Visit CoachingAcademy.net.
Does your life often feel like an emotional tsunami where rogue waves crash down on you, leaving you feeling hopeless and wondering if it will ever end? Do you wish to awaken the dormant strength inside of you? Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Start today by scheduling a complimentary consultation with Martinet. Dive into your healing journey and begin to see your life in a new light. Visit martineemmons.com and make your appointment today.
Do you want to come back to yourself? To come back to your own power? To come back to your dreams? Dr. Tassel Shanebrook will help you utilize transformational mindset and energy techniques to superpower your conscious and subconscious mind so you can be your own hero. Enjoy the relationship of your dreams, your best feeling body, financial abundance, free time, and ease. You are the one you have been seeking. Visit drtassel.com to find out more.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to today's show, which is on Empower Yourself with Wisdom. And as I mentioned before, that is the tagline of an Instagram account run by a lovely, wonderful woman, brilliant Sanskrit scholar called Elena Jessop. She's in the UK, originally from the US, and her Instagram account is Modern Sanskrit Collective. And I would encourage you to go and check it out. She chants things. She chants beautiful Sanskrit passages. She explains them. She translates them. Elena is a really wonderful person and a very experienced teacher of all age groups. And she runs Sanskrit courses right for beginners and online courses. So go and check her out, Modern Sanskrit Collective, and hats off to Elena. So empower yourself with wisdom. And we're talking about moving from darkness to light, tamasol majyotirgamaya in Sanskrit. And before the break, it was talking about this process of dispelling darkness by the light. The light dispels the darkness. Flick on the switch in a dark room and immediately the darkness is dispelled. Upon the instant, the light is ignited, all right, in that analogy. So that is an important bit to get. It's not some slow bit, little bit the darkness goes away, you know, slowly. It isn't like that. Flick the switch, if we're using this analogy, and the darkness goes straight away. Now, our experience is, I'm sure, certainly mine, and I'm sure you can join me in this, that the darkness, sometimes the switch seems to go off. In other words, we kind of go to sleep. Our habits kick in, right? The darkness seems to reappear again. That's odd. Okay. So we flick the switch again, darkness goes. And then we seem to go to sleep, darkness happens. And then we've got to, so there's this process. Okay. And before the break, I was addressing how come, if the darkness can be dispelled upon the instant, why doesn't the switch just stay on all the time? Well, number one habit, we've got habits, neural pathways, physical habits, mental habits, emotional habits. We've got a kind of set point where we just sort of feel ourselves, we feel normal, okay? And with that is a certain level of what we put up with in terms of areas that we would call dark. It could be emotional darkness of hatred, anger, jealousy, fears, insecurities. That can include, of course, includes addictive behaviours. So we are addressing habit with that constant switching on the light again and again and again. Number two, it's actually good to do that. It's like going to the gym and building up our strength, our inner strength and awareness. Very important. Every time we lift those weights in the gym, we're getting that much more stronger and fitter, even though sometimes it's really tough to do and we don't want to do it. We're overcoming habits. We're overcoming our fitness level, which is like our physical set point. We're creating a new one. Same with this emotional area. And then the third one I would suggest is the light globe, the actual globe itself in your light slot socket may be a bit of a low wattage one. It's not a particularly strong one. So this is your entry level, and that's not a judgment. It's just understanding the situation. It's your entry level to how much wisdom and understanding you have at that time. All right, because you can flick on a switch and it's a low wattage globe. So there is light, it has dispelled the darkness, you can see things, but how clear can you see them? How bright is the light? Okay, so that's your entry level. Fine, that's your level of understanding at the time that's available to you. All right, now take for example, this is a really interesting one. Take for example, the injunction to love your neighbor as yourself. We all know that. Love your neighbor as yourself. Okay, but most of us have to actually work at this constantly. It's quite a demanding ask. Love your neighbor as yourself. Okay, it's fine when it's fine, but we are inevitably going to meet people and situations that are situations with people in them where it's not so easy to love your neighbor as yourself. You don't want to. You like not loving them. There's a reason for it. It's fully justified. But that's not what it says. It says love your neighbor as yourself. So you do have to, if that is your intention, that is the light, then it's baby steps. In certain other situations, easy, but we're not talking about that. We're talking about the ones where it's harder and it's baby steps. You actually have to work at it. You have to sort of fake it till you make it sometimes. It doesn't feel like you want to, and yet you think, well, no, the intention is to love your neighbor. Doesn't mean you're full of love and compassion for them, but the first step is to not hate them. First step is to maybe bring some understanding. I don't know. That's something you have to individually work at, but it's baby steps and you have to keep at it. Shakespeare said in Hamlet, Hamlet says to his mother, assume a virtue though you have it not. And that's basically fake it till you make it. You've got to start from where you are and build from there. And you will find over time it gains traction. And you actually can overcome that and purify that. So baby steps, you know, bring some understanding to someone else's situation. Start counting your blessings. Have some gratitude and appreciation. We have to go at this at a gentle and natural pace. If when we switch the light on, it's still a bit dim. It hasn't sort of like crystal clear, bright light dispelled the darkness. It can be a little bit hazy. If you take the example of Plato's cave, I've done shows on this, Plato's allegory of the cave, of moving from bondage and darkness to the bright light of the world and the sunshine. The prisoner originally, who's moving from the darkness of the cave to the bright light in the outside world, is firstly is blinded by the light. His eyes are not accustomed to the light, and he's eventually led gently until his eyes adjust. At first, when he emerges from the cave, he has to look down. He can't actually tolerate the real light. He's looking down and only seeing things in shadow form, and then it moves from shadow form to reflections in bodies of water, and then eventually he can see the light all around. So his eyes actually have to adjust. So there are three reasons why there seems to be a process. I'm sure you might be able to come up with others, but the habit, it's good to actually build up that strength. And then it's our entry level to the light. You know, we have to sort of build up and acclimatize to the light. So think about that what's within your experience in moving from darkness to light. And some questions to consider. Questions prompt. They're really good. They don't necessarily have to have an answer, but they do prompt. They open our minds and hearts to consider further. So how do we move from darkness to light? How do we move from fear to confidence? How do we move from anger to love? How do we move from agitation to peace? How do we move from jealousy to generosity? How do we move from poverty to abundance? How do we move from a small world to an expanded world? Now, obviously, everyone's experience is different. It is different for everyone, and everyone's experience is different. And you are the authority of your own experience. There's lots of stories of characters in particularly in the traditional fables and tales, of finding their way out of a dark forest. And they do it because they've left themselves a trail, for example, like Hansel and Gretel. But there are a lot of stories of people being stuck in a dark forest and having to find their way out, find the trail, find what works for them. And this is the story of everyone. These fables are there to teach us and show us. Everyone has left themselves a trail out of the dark forest. And all we need to do is follow it. That's all we need to do is get up and start taking steps and finding that trail and following it. And each one's path is unique to them. So we can celebrate that. There's a Japanese saying, which I think is really wonderful. I don't know it in Japanese, but this is an English translation. There are many paths to the top of the mountain, but only one view from the top. So empower yourself with wisdom. Be uplifted by wisdom and use that to light the way from darkness to light. So Instagram, Modern Sanskrit Collective, thank you to Elena for inspiring me with your tagline, empower yourselves with wisdom. Empower yourself with wisdom. So I always end with a practice, something practical. And one practical thing to do is think, what would a wise man or woman do or think now? That's directly from the Upanishads. Ask yourself, what would a wise man or woman do or think now? That's one way of moving from darkness to light. And the other one is to count your blessings. Count your blessings in your life. Be full of gratitude and appreciation and take the time to actually acknowledge that. So good luck with it all. And to finish off, I want to tell you, we've got some new and exciting developments coming in Damayanti. And if you want to stay up to date and stay informed, go to my website, damayanti.store, that's D-A-M-A-Y-A-N-T-I, damayanti.store, and sign up for our new newsletter, which is coming soon. And this will keep you up to date with some really exciting developments. One of them is some custom design jewelry collections, which are in design and production at the moment. Some new blogs coming along, my latest shows and other news. So go to my website, damayanti.store, check it out and sign up for the newsletter. And then you can keep informed directly about the new developments with Damayanti. So I always like to finish with a Sanskrit prayer. And of course, you can find me on Instagram and Facebook as well. So let's finish with the beautiful Sanskrit prayer that I opened with. Lead me from the unreal to the real. Lead me from darkness to light. Lead me from death to immortality. May peace and peace and peace be everywhere. Om Asato Ma Sadgamaya Tamaso Ma Jyotir Gamaya Mrityor Ma Amritam Gamaya Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Thank you for spending time with me on Damayanti, the show for your soul. To find out more about Damayanti or to get my book, Conscious Confidence, Use the Wisdom of Sanskrit to Find Clarity and Success, or to purchase my range of beautiful spiritual jewelry, go to my website, damayanti.store. That's damayanti.store. See you next time.